So today, everybody wanted me to teach you guys how to make my vegetable beef soup. So I put the recipe on the audio. You want to have all those things on hand, including also some water and butter. But I figure most people have that on hand anyway. So what you do is you first start by washing all the vegetables and you rough chop them. You can put whatever vegetables you want in there. What I usually use is some broccoli, some cauliflower, maybe some green beans if they're in season, some mushrooms, carrots are good. But really, you can use whatever vegetables you like as long as you're not putting like okra in there. Okra doesn't do good in soups, from what I've found. Brussels sprouts aren't a favorite for soups either, but you know, basic general vegetables you can use in your soup. I wouldn't use peppers unless you just like eating soggy peppers. But celery is good because it kind of absorbs the flavor of everything around it. Same with cauliflower. But yeah, you just want to pile at least 4 or 5 different types of veggies. I'd say probably at least, like I used a half a head of broccoli and a half a head of cauliflower and then like a whole bag of baby carrots and one of the containers of mushrooms, small onion, 5 to 8 cloves of garlic, depending on how much you like garlic. You put all those in the slow cooker and then you take your stew meat and you brown it in some butter. And you just want it to be brown on the outside. You're not actually cooking it because it's going to cook in the soup. You just are browning it, really. So you brown the outside of that, toss it around in the pan until all the pieces at least have mostly brown on them. But watch it so it doesn't burn. And then you dump that, including the butter, into the soup. You only want to use like a tablespoon of butter to cook your meat. Okay, and once you've done all that, you dump that all in the crock pot or slow cooker, depending on where you're from. And you add a whole container of VA juice. And you can use spicy VA juice if you like a more spicy soup or just regular VA juice if you're not liking spicy soup. And then you want to take at least a couple cups of beef broth. You can also use beef bouillon in water. And then you add water if it's not, everything isn't covered in the container. And then you add 2 bay leaves to it. So you make sure that all of that is covered. You want to stir it throughout the day if you can. But if it's all covered, you shouldn't have to. It cooks from 6 to 8 hours. I sometimes put potatoes in it, and that's when it takes a little bit longer. And that can be like closer to the 8-hour mark to make sure the potatoes are cooked. If you use potatoes, I recommend using either fingerling potatoes or chopping them up into, I'd say, quarter-sized pieces, but some people won't know what that means. So half-dollar-sized pieces, maybe. Just, you know, a small piece that you could fit in your mouth all at once. And even if you have a big mouth, go a little smaller. A small piece your little sister could fit in her mouth. I don't know. Something like that. Chop those up and put them in there. And you just let it cook. You can add other spices if you like other spices. Thyme goes well with it. Sometimes rosemary. I recommend using fresh ones if you can because it flavors the soup a little better, but it's not needed. I mean, the garlic, the onion, and the bay leaves do a really good job with the V8. So, if you don't have V8 in your area, just straight up tomato juice can work. But you want a tomato-based vegetable soup is better than just straight beef broth. So that is how you make vegetable soup my way. A lot shorter audio than the 6 to 8 hours to cook it, but I figured you really didn't want to sit here and listen to me talk for 6 to 8 hours. So enjoy it. And I hope that, this helped you cook vegetable soup. That's kind of what they're for. Or it helped you fall asleep because, you know, cooking audios can be great for that too. Although you had to fall asleep in less than 5 minutes. I don't know. Could happen. Anyway, have a great day, guys.